O Bhagavat, if the Bodhisattvas in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should think thus, may we, remaining in this world, honour, revere, esteem and worship the blessed Buddhas in innumerable and immeasurable Buddha countries, viz., with cloaks, alms bowls, beds, stools, refreshments, medicines, utensils, with flowers, incense, lamps, perfumes, garlands, ointment, powder, cloaks, umbrellas, flags, banners, with different kinds of dancing, singing and music, and with showers of jewels. And if the blessed Buddha should not accept them when they are produced as soon as thought of, viz., from compassion, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if the Bodhisattvas were born in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not all be in possession of strength of body as strong as the diamond, of thunderbolt, of Narayana, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if any being in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should learn the limit of the beauty of its ornament, even if he be possessed of the divine eye, one should know its various beauty, saying, that Buddha country possesses so much beauty and so much magnificence, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, a Bodhisattva possessed of even a very small stock of merit should not perceive the Bodhi tree of noble beauty, at least 100 yojanas in height, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, either teaching or learning should have to be made by any being, and they should not all be in possession of the perfect knowledge, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not be so brilliant that in it could be seen on all sides immeasurable, innumerable, inconceivable, incomparable, immense Buddha countries, as a round face is seen in a highly burnished round mirror, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, there should not be 100,000 of vases full of different sweet perfumes, made of all kinds of jewels, always smoking with incense, fit for the worship of Bodhisattvas and Tathagatas, rising into the sky beyond God's men and all things, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, there should not be showers of sweet jewel flowers always pouring down, and if there should not be sweet sounding music clouds always playing, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if the beings belonging to me, after I have obtained Bodhi, who are visible by their splendour in immeasurable, innumerable, inconceivable, incomparable worlds, should not all be filled with pleasure far beyond gods and men, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, the noble-minded Bodhisattvas in immeasurable, inconceivable, incomparable, immense Buddha countries, on all sides, after having heard my name, should not be delivered from birth, through the merit arising from that hearing, and should not be strong in the knowledge of Dharanis, until they have obtained the very throne of Bodhi, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, the Bodhisattvas who, in immeasurable, innumerable, inconceivable, incomparable, immense Buddha countries round about in the ten quarters, having heard my name, and having fallen down, shall worship me with prostrate reverence, should not, when performing the duty of bodhisattvas, be honoured by the world and by the gods, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, the work of dyeing, sewing, drying, washing of his cloaks should have to be performed by any bodhisattva, and they should not perceive themselves, as quick as thought, covered by newly produced excellent cloaks granted to them by the Tathagata, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if the beings who are born at the same time in that Buddha country, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not obtain such happiness as that of the holy bhikshu who is free from pain and has obtained the third meditation, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if those bodhisattvas who are born in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not produce from different jewel trees such a mass of excellent ornaments in that Buddha country as they should wish for, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if the bodhisattvas who are born in other Buddha countries, when they have heard my name, after I shall have obtained Bodhi, should suffer any diminution in the strength of their senses, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, the bodhisattvas, from hearing my name in a place of a different Buddha country, should not obtain the samadhi called Suvibhaktavati, in which samadhi the bodhisattvas will see immeasurable, innumerable, inconceivable, incomparable, immense blessed Buddhas one moment after another, and if that samadhi of theirs should come to an end meanwhile, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, beings, having heard my name, in Buddha countries different from this, should not, through the stock of merit which follows on that hearing, obtain birth in a noble family, till they arrive at Bodhi, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, the bodhisattvas who live in other Buddha countries, after hearing my name, till they have reached Bodhi by the stock of merit which follows on that hearing, should not all obtain a combination of their stock of merit with the joy and gladness of their bodhisattva life, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, the bodhisattvas, as soon as they have heard my name, in other worlds, should not obtain the samadhi called Samantunugata, in which bodhisattvas honour one moment after another immeasurable, innumerable, inconceivable, incomparable, immense blessed Buddhas, and if that samadhi of theirs should come to an end before they have reached the throne of Bodhi, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if the beings who are born in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not hear, as quick as thought, such a teaching of the law as they wish to hear, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi, the bodhisattvas in this and other Buddha countries, as soon as they have heard my name, should ever turn back from the highest perfect knowledge, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained Bodhi and have become a Buddha teacher, the bodhisattvas who hear my name in Buddha countries and obtain the first, the second, and the third degrees of endurance, as soon as they have heard my name, should turn away again from the Buddha, the law, and the Sangha, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge.